Jay Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you on this morning. I thank you for tuning in. The Lord is leading me in a different way on this morning. I do not have a lesson, but God told me to encourage on this morning and to pray with everyone on this morning. Last week, we talked about trusting God through hard times. There are many of you that are going through a hard time. You don't know which way to go. You're on the verge of giving up. You have been dealing with spiritual warfare for a mighty long time. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, everything ends on this morning. If you would just believe Him and trust in His Word. Because I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, He never left you. And He have never forsaken you. And even on this morning, I want to touch and I want to agree with you. Whatever you believe in God for, that it shall come to pass speedily. Let us pray. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you, O God, asking you to forgive us for everything we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. Oh, gracious Father, we come before you, oh God, asking you to have thine own way. Father God, we come to you with praise and thanksgiving, with worship and humbleness, and through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, gracious Father, we acknowledge you as our healer. We acknowledge you as our deliverer. We acknowledge you as our comforter. God, when we don't know which way to turn or which way to go, God, we acknowledge you as our guide. Now, Father God, God, I ask that you will move by your Spirit and move by the anointing, because your word declares that the anointing destroys the yoke. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will refill us with your Holy Spirit, O God. Lord, every time we come into your presence, God, we want to experience something new. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask, O God, by the precious blood of Jesus, that God, you will wash us whiter than snow, O God. Father God, if we are holding any transgressions, any trespasses, any grudges, any unforgiveness within our hearts, God, Father God, remove it right now. Father God, circumcise our hearts, O God, in the name of Jesus. Wash us clean with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we ask that you destroy any witchcraft prayers, any charismatic witchcraft prayers, any psychic prayers, side effects, things, influences of any witchcraft prayers that have been prayed over us. God, he come to the deal, Bosha. I destroy it in the precious name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you destroy any defilements, any hexes, any vexes, any curses, any incantations, chains, fetters, snares, or traps, and all of their effects, side effects, adverse effects, oh God, that have been placed on any of us. God, in the matchless name of Jesus, God, destroy generational curses right now, God, and replace it with generational blessings. Father God, I ask that you destroy any assignments, plans, or works that Satan has against us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cause your anointing to destroy the yoke of every bondage that is over us. Oh, Lord Jesus, I ask that you will pull down and destroy all demonic strongholds, vain imaginations, and every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. Do it in each of us, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we ask that you destroy every demonic spell, witchcraft spell, voodoo spell, black magic spell, white magic spell, and all their side effects in each of us, God. Oh God, my dear, you're so worthy. Oh God, you worthy to be praised, God. You worthy to be magnified, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, you've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And God, we say yes to your will, God, and yes to your way on this morning, God. We surrender everything to you, God, even the things we want to hold on to. God, we say, take it, God, because God, we don't want nothing to hinder us, God. We don't want nothing to come between our relationship with you, oh God. Lord Jesus, I ask that you destroy every false prophecy that has ever been prophesied over us. Lord Jesus, I ask, you to do all these things according to John 14:14 in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give us and every person that is on this call that I pray for today, total deliverance. Oh God, total deliverance. Deliverance from hurt, deliverance from unforgiveness. Deliver us, oh God, from their past. Oh my God, deliver us from pornography. My God, deliver us from sexual abuse. Oh God, deliver us from verbal abuse, God. Set their minds free on today, God. God, in the name of Jesus, deliver them, oh God, from total freedom, God, total liberty, God. Give them total salvation, God. Deliver them, oh God, from all sicknesses, God, diseases, God, infirmities, afflictions, infections, viruses, abnormal cells, radical cells, organs, glands, muscles, ligaments, and bones, oh God. I curse the spirit of cancer, right, God? Oh God, sickness does not reign in the body of Christ. And God, my God, Lord, I ask you this, according to John 16:23. Oh, gracious Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over us and everybody that I prayed for today. I plead the blood of Jesus over our homes, our cars, our jobs, our properties, God, our finances, and as our protection, God, and acts of you, oh dear Father, that you will fill each of us with more wisdom, more knowledge, but most of all, God, understanding and revelation of your word. Father God, someone is seeking more of you, God. They don't understand, but God, I pray for understanding, oh God, that they will get to know you even more, God. In the name of Jesus. God, you're so worthy. You're worthy to be praised. I thank you for a fresh anointing. I thank you for restoration. I thank you, God, that we are walking according to your will and to your way. Heavenly Father, please help us to keep our eyes fixed on our Savior, Jesus Christ. And to know that through him, we are victorious. Through him, there is no defeat. Heavenly Father, I ask you to release your healing virtue. to our bodies and to give us divine health. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give us all these things according to John 16 and 23. God, you even told us to pray your word back to you. And God, that is what we're doing on this morning. Lord Jesus, I ask that you touch everyone that I have prayed for today and release and encamp your warring angels and ministering angels into our presence, into the presence of our homes, the presence of our cars, properties, everything that we own. God, protect our children as they go near and far, God, and encamp your angels around them everywhere they go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that your presence will drive out all evil, wicked, demonic, lying, perverse spirits and prevent any demonic curses and false prophecies, demonic assaults from entering into our presence. God, I thank you. I thank you, oh God, that we have been bought with a price. And Father God, I ask you, in the matchless name of Jesus, wherever we go, God, that you will be with us. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless and prosper us, these your people that I have been praying and interceding for, and for their families and anybody we have prayed for today. God, I ask that you will bless and prosper them, God. Let them know, God, that you are with them. Oh, Lord Jesus, I ask, oh God, are you real shy? All of these blessings, God, according to John 14 and 14, oh God, that your word will stand forever, God. And if that we believe, we shall receive. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for all the things that he has done and that he will continue to do. And I ask all these blessings, and I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. And I rebuke the spirit of retaliation. Satan, you is a defeated foe, because the blood of Jesus is against you and have defeated you. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. We serve a good God. He has never failed us. And if you believe God had did exactly what he said he would do, you should praise him right where you at. For the presence of God has encamped around you. He's given you the oil of joy. For the spirit of heaviness, it is gone. You are free on this morning. Free to worship, free to praise. You are living a victorious life. No more defeat. In the name of Jesus. Save the date and mark your calendars. The Hidden Love Affair screenplay performance will be June 14, 2025 at the Zion Hill Church, 312 Hunter Street, Pima, Louisiana. Starts at 5 p.m. Doors open at 4. Ticket sales will begin April the 7th on www.eventbrite.com. Or you can contact me at 318-206-8953. All proceeds go to the Zion Hill Youth Center. This has become a community-wide performance. Everybody from the community has joined in and grabbed hold of the vision. And we are doing this for the Zion Hill Youth Center. It's not only for the Zion Hill youth, but it's for every youth in the community, near and far away. So save the date. Okay, my time is up. And I thank each and every one of you for tuning in on this morning. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And always remember, when you're down to nothing, that God is up to something. Everyone be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess.